Student loan forgiveness still on hold. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The federal appeals court has rejected a motion from the Biden administration to let them restart the program that would wipe away thousands of dollars in student loan debt for millions of borrowers. The Fifth Circuit Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans allowing to stand a ruling issued 3 weeks ago by a federal judge in Texas that the plan was unlawful. The administration is expected to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Hundreds turned out Wednesday evening at the University of Idaho, a vigil for the four students murdered there more than 2 weeks ago. Stacy Chapin, whose son Ethan was one of the victims, telling those gathered,
"That's the most important message that we have for you and your families, is to make sure that you spend as much time as possible with those people, because time is precious and it's something you can't get back."
Authorities in Moscow, Idaho are now walking back earlier statements that one of the victims may have been targeted. There are still no suspects. The House has passed a bill to impose a contract settlement on rail workers nationwide to prevent a strike scheduled for next Friday. The Senate will consider that measure next. Democrats have chosen New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries to be their party's leader in the House.
I also want to convey my thanks to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, an extraordinary speaker for the ages.
Jeffries will become the first black House leader in history. President Biden lighting the national Christmas tree on the White House lawn last night.
3, 2, 1, here we go!
Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow gained 737 points, NASDAQ climbed 484, the S&P 500 up 122 points, investors buoyed by news from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell that it may be time to start slowing the pace of interest rate hikes. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The flu spreading quickly in several states.
The most recent data from the CDC show some states, including New Mexico, Texas, and Tennessee, are in the uppermost range for case numbers on its flu activity map. A swath of the country from Arkansas to Virginia, as well as California, Washington State, Kansas, and Colorado follow with very high rates. The most recent data also show that hospitalizations for patients with the flu are up from more than 8,700 for the week ending November 12th compared to more than 11,000 the following week. The CDC says the highest hospitalization rates are of those 65 and up, followed by those 5 and younger, and that fewer people have gotten a flu vaccination this year than in previous years. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The music world is mourning the loss of singer Christine McVie. Part of the 70s pop rock band Fleetwood Mac. Singer and keyboardist McVie died yesterday, according to her Facebook page, following a brief illness. Christine McVie was 79. French President Emmanuel Macron is in Washington. He'll be the guest of honor tonight as the White House throws the first state dinner of the Biden administration. This as France retreats from part of its green energy initiative.
Let's visit a coal plant that's going to be destroyed, the clickworthy title of an educational video published just last year. It was targeted at France saying goodbye to the unfashionable, environmentally unfriendly energy supply. But that plant has been brought back into action as the government looks for ways to keep the lights on. Reopening the plant is a small part of a broader strategy to cope with the effects of Russia's war in Ukraine. The French public are being asked to reduce their energy consumption by 10%. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.